Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is Todd Zwillick. We've been following the war and the famine in Yemen on The Takeaway, and that famine is getting worse. Nearly 7 million people in Yemen are facing starvation now after Saudi blockades closed off ports and airports and roads for the last 8 days. Saudi Arabia's UN ambassador has denied the blockade, saying it was only a temporary procedure and that the blockades would be lifted to allow aid into the country. Suze Van Meegen is protection and advocacy advisor with the Norwegian Refugee Council based in Yemen. Suze, thanks for being here.
Great. Thanks for your time, Todd.
Suze, you're in Amman, Jordan right now. You were in Yemen just a couple of weeks ago. What were conditions like there before the blockade started?
Yemen is now the largest humanitarian crisis in the world. So conditions are as bad as you can imagine. There's 7 million people on the brink of famine, 17 million people without enough access to food each day, and 21 million people in need of aid. So they're just numbers. But in terms of the impact on the lives of people, the situation is very, very bad. It's life or death.
Suze, we've been following the famine in Yemen for many, many months, and unfortunately, it's not a new story. How has this new blockade from Saudi Arabia made things worse?
You're right. It's not a new story, but it's deteriorating every single day. So previously, we were seeing that goods were delayed getting into Yemen. People didn't have enough access to food. Medicines were slowed. What we're seeing now is that nothing is getting into Yemen. So the closure of airports and seaports effectively means that people inside Yemen are being held to ransom without access to any goods. What that means for people in Yemen is that they can't afford what's still there. So petrol, medicine, food have all become very precious commodities, and the prices are increasing every day, pricing people out of the market and meaning they can't get what they need to survive.
It's one thing to talk about this from far away, Suze. Can you describe at the village level, the villages that you visited, what all of this looks like?
I can tell you that for people in Yemen, people previously had lives, they had jobs, they had houses, and now it is a country absolutely destroyed by war and disease in a way that people could never have predicted. For the people I work with, who have been university educated, these are people with jobs and families, they're moving away from areas to avoid airstrikes hitting their houses. They're worried about their safety. People can't get to work because they can't afford enough fuel for their cars and public transport is closing down. There are people leaving their homes with only the clothes that they're wearing and having to move into very congested living conditions. And then on top of all of this, we have a cholera crisis that is approaching 1 million cases. So people are afraid of disease. They can't get enough water. I mean, the list is very, very long.
And what has the government of Saudi Arabia said here? We know about the ongoing war and the proxies that are involved in Yemen. The Saudis have implemented this blockade that you mentioned on ports and also on airports because of the war. What have they said about lifting some of the pressure here?
What we've heard in the last 24 hours is that the Saudi-led coalition will lift the blockade in areas controlled by the internationally recognized government of Yemen. So what that means is that areas in the south of the country, where approximately 15% of the population live, will be able to get ships and possibly flights coming in with commercial goods and humanitarian supplies. That, while that is welcome, it's not enough. We need every port in Yemen open so that everybody can be reached with the goods they need.
Suze Van Meegen, as I mentioned, you're in Amman, Jordan now. You haven't been in Yemen for a little over 2 weeks. Are you able to get back to the country?
Not at this stage. The plan was for me to travel back to Yemen this week. That is where I want to be. That's where our work is. But much like up to 200 aid workers, I'm stuck outside the country while the blockade is in place. All flights have been stopped, meaning we can't get in and our colleagues in the country can't get out.
Suze Van Meegen with the Norwegian Refugee Council. Thank you, Suze.
Thanks for your time, Todd.